Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan shot today.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Here we go. We're live at Hurtado. Come get some delicious barbecue. What you want? Some brisket, best brisket in the world. Some ribs, they got that. They got the sausage. They got it all.
I'll tell you what, I saw on the menu.
Oh, my dear God. Oh, hello. God damn. And they just ordered.
Oh, my dear.
I got it on the webcam right now.
That's a ridiculous platter.
That. Is that the El Jefe?
Of love.
And the tacos.
El Jefe times two.
El Jefe times two.
We got just some pork belly burn ends in there.
My God.
Best burnt ends in the world.
Thank you. Thank you.
And they're about to drop this down. Holy cow. Can we go to break again, Lucius?
Oh, my Lord.
Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Salute to Hurtado.
Absolutely.
The kings of DFW barbecue. Holy
unbelievable. Geez.
Here's Wolchuk with a mock draft.
Okay. We've got Matt Miller, who is now one of the NFL draft analysts for ESPN. I believe he's in year two. I could be wrong. Maybe he's even longer there now.
He took over for McShay, right?
Todd. Yeah, Todd McShay. So he's got a new mock draft out. He's actually got a projected trade already for the number one overall pick. This is a divisional rival, the New York Football Giants, trading up with the Jacksonville Jags, and they actually take Shador Sanders, quarterback out of Colorado, number one overall, going to the Big Apple.
Oh, wow. So Giants go from where to where? They go to one.
Nine
to one.
Yes.
Wow. Let me do the math on that. That'll be pretty interesting.
Yeah. They flip-a-roo there. That's pretty nuts. It's 3-1. They go 3-1.
3-1.
Yeah,
okay.
3-1.
All right. I thought the math was going to be pretty intense to do that.
Yeah, that would have been that'd be a big jump. Travis Hunter ends up going number two to Cleveland. So you got both Colorado Buffaloes going 1-2 in this mock draft. That's pretty damn impressive for Coach Prime.
I'll tell you, my number one pick would be these pork belly burn ends.
Is that the best thing on the board?
They are freaking dialed,
dude. Dawson, there's tacos right here.
Absolutely,
tacos.
Just
we got the Texas Twinkies. I mean, this is an unbelievable smorgasbord.
We need to trade up to number two and three as well. We're going draft day here.
Kelvin Banks Jr., offensive tackle out of Texas, ends up being the first lineman off the board. He goes to Jacksonville at three.
Well, I think he's a guard.
You think he's a guard?
I think he's a guard.
I got to watch him still.
Please do.
Maybe you're right. I kind of felt that way about Will Campbell. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
Vegas taking Cam Ward, quarterback out of Miami. Luther Burden III, wide receiver out of Mizzou, goes 5 to Tennessee as of right now. So that'd be the second wide receiver off the board already in the top
so
five.
So he
picks.
Went ahead of McMillan.
He did.
Okay.
He did.
I'll tell you what, Luther Burden is a heck of a player, Missouri wide receiver. Run after catch is incredible.
All about the yak.
Catch radius is really, really good. I think he's the perfect size for a receiver.
5'11". He's got kind of a Jamar Chase-like frame.
He does. He does. He's mean. When he runs,
he runs angry. Like a running back.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm with you on that. Will Johnson, corner from Michigan, goes to the Patriots. That'd be a good pick for the Patriots. That fits their defense that they like to run.
You liked Will Johnson?
I didn't love Will Johnson, but I think that'd be a good fit for him based on just the defense. Yeah. Abdul Carter, defensive end, Penn State.
Now, here you go.
Goes to the Jets. That'd be a Cowboy target for me.
That would be a very good Cowboy target if you're talking about defensive players. He wears number 11 at Penn State. He's like 6'4", 6'5". He's 259 pounds. He's got an explosive first step. He can win. He can play either side. He's good against the run. Pass rush stuff is really, really good. I mean, pretty much a complete edge player there.
Then you've got the Panthers taking McMillan, the wide receiver out of Arizona. So there's three receivers gone in the top eight picks. Cowboys are picking at nine here. You've had an offensive lineman go. You've had an edge rusher go. You've had a corner go.
So they have Harrison.
And two quarterbacks go.
Who took that pick? Did you say Arizona?
Number eight?
Yeah.
It was Carolina.
Carolina. Okay, I'm sorry. God dang.
They took McMillan.
I was like, how the hell did they get that pick?
No, it was Carolina. So nine is where the Cowboys are slotted at right now. And Matt Miller has the Cowboys taking Mason Graham, defensive tackle out of Michigan.
Here we go.
Oh, geez.
Look at the helmet. Swear, don't look at the helmet.
He's got 12 run stops, 22 pressures this season. His first step quickness is very rare for a defensive tackle.
320 pounds.
Is he a one tech?
He could play one or three.
He can flip. Okay. So he's got pass rush ability. I will say this, and I'm probably going to be in the minority.
No, you won't.
There was Braden Fisk, who came out of Florida State, that was a second-round pick out of the Rams.
I think he's better than Braden Fisk.
I liked Fisk a little more than Mason Graham. Graham's probably stronger. He's thicker. But I wonder if Mason Graham's a little maxed out right now. Like, you might – I don't know if there's a ton of room for improvement with his game.
Man, that is – disagreement in the war room?
That is a big man right there at 320 pounds. He could – I mean, okay – people are freaking out if you're Dallas Cowboy fans. By the way, they got two defensive linemen. They got Kenneth Grant is another one, number 78 that plays. Michigan's got legitimate defensive tackles. And there's legitimate defensive tackles in this draft. I'll say this about Mason Graham. Wink Martindale is the defensive coordinator now at Michigan. It's no longer, you know, it's no longer Jesse Minter who went with Harbaugh to
the Chargers.
So they got, we all understand Wink Martindale. He was with the Ravens. He was with the Giants. They're upfield. They're attack. They're not this read and react group. This guy,
he's different.
This cat, he'll stand up. They will play him on the edge as a 320-pound guy. Stand him up and run him. Run him in games. Run him in. These Michigan tackles aren't the Chris Jenkins, Mozzie Smith kind
he's
of
not
tackle.
He's not anywhere close to Mozzie.
Yeah.
Totally different
better.
Player.
Way better than Mozzie. And I'm not just saying that because Mozzie's failed in the National Football League, but it's a different scheme, and you see them play in a different way. You don't see a read-and-react guy. You see an upfield player, a guy with some pass rush moves, a guy with power, a guy that gets rid of blockers, a guy that makes tackles at the point of attack. That's what you see in this kid in the Graham.
Motor.
People are gonna freak out, and I understand Cowboy fans.
The text is already lighting up with Believe Michigan.
Yeah, no, I totally understand it. I totally understand it. Me personally, if you gave me a choice, like, you know, him or maybe one of these wide receivers or maybe Carter, I totally get it. But that guy right there will probably be the first defensive tackle taken off the board.
You can't let that past, you know, trauma, that mistake.
There's a lot of trauma. There's a lot of Michigan trauma here.
Sure.
And I get it. But if you have the opportunity, listen, folks, you don't have to have film. Just go to YouTube. Mm-hmm. Just go to YouTube, and there's ways that you can watch Michigan defensive line tape. They've got, what's my guy, a barrow.
Do a barrow roll.
Yeah, this guy.
Just put in Mason Graham verse.
Yeah,
VS.
Yeah,
and you'll get some stuff.
And you will
up.
Get the actual like him playing. And you could just watch him play every single snap. It's like a tight shot of the offense and defensive line. And you could watch him play after play after play after play. And you could see how disruptive this guy
Very
is.
Very disruptive. Tearing up double teams, getting in the backfield, TFL.
Yes.
He's got that stuff.
Yes.
He does.
I see Warren Sapp. That's what I see.
Warren Sapp was 291 pounds when he was drafted out of the
This guy's like him.
This dude's a wide
did
man.
Did you go and look at him and you got him up?
Yeah.
He's, like I say, don't focus on, it's a completely different scheme and a completely different player is what this is.
Now, if you're wondering where Frisco Lone Stars Ashton Jeanty ended up going in this mock draft.
Well, you're going way down the board.
23 overall to the Houston Texans.
Wow.
Which would be an interesting pick for them since they also have Joe Mixon. But Ashton Jeanty going 23 to Houston. So maybe as of right now, of course, we still have a long way to go and a lot of things are going to change. It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Change when it comes to the combine and having private workouts at your facilities and then the Senior Bowl, but maybe you can trade back if you really wanted to go ahead and get Genty.
Thank you, Wolchuk. There it is. That's our good. First mock draft of the season here in the G-Bag Nation Live Hurtado Barbecue in Arlington. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the day.
Here, lizard, lizard, lizard. Am I coming in and sound good?
We got you.
Great, man.
Yeah, yeah. How y'all loving it out there at Hurtado's?
Oh, unbelievable. So loving it, baby.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, last time I was out there, I drank so much Clase Azul.
Yeah, we had a good time out here.
Yeah, we had a great time, bro. I took a big tray of barbecue home. I was full of tequila. I had a great time, bro. All right, our winner so far comes from the night show here on The Fan. Fan Phenom Blake, The Fan After Dark. He commits a whole lot of FCC violations right here. He's still learning the ropes. I don't know who told him this was cool, but he's standing on it.
Before we even get into it, for the 940, I knew 3 Taylors, and they were all batshit crazy. Also, a very unisex name. You don't agree?
No.
I mean, say it with your chest. If you don't agree, Kevin, you're giving me a crazy look. Do you not agree Taylor's a unisex name?
Blake, I think Kevin's a little thrown off by that text you just read.
Yeah.
Which one?
I just wouldn't read it again.
The Taylors?
The 940?
Yeah. Okay. Let's get into
Thank you, Chris.
Blake it or leave it. We can say sh**.
No!
We can't?
We can't?
Okay.
We can't? That's your boy. That's your boy. We can't?
We can't?
Bro, Chris can't. Strong in that moment. Just hilarious. On the board.
Are y'all grubbing? Y'all must be grubbing.
Oh, yeah. These green
tacos,
bro.
Yeah, I hear smacking.
Sorry, bro.
Nah, you know.
Guilty.
I sent you a picture of it, Lucius. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I just
awesome.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
He's awesome. Taunting you now.
Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to see
Yeah, we can get a bottle of tequila here for you,
just
too.
Just had a little brisket. It was tantalizing.
That's hilarious.
I think I'm going to have to go back to referring to him as the Fan Phenom winner.
Absolutely. All right, let us see what we got right here. Hey, did you guys hear on Monday night ESPN, the crew was taking shots at the Cowboys and the roof and whatnot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that they like to have that roof open when weather permits, and it is a nice evening here, but right now they're trying to reassess whether or not it is safe to actually open the roof because of the debris that was falling when they opened it earlier.
All right, Lisa, something we didn't anticipate we would be keeping a literal eye on. Thankfully, we have a roof over our heads here. No joke, that's a big
Scott,
chunk
the,
of metal.
Scott, the bottom then already fell out in Dallas. The top might as well, too.
There you go.
Scott, it's cool.
It's very metaphorical for Dallas' season. Yeah.
Sky is falling and all of that. No joke. We will be any information related to that, we will share.
Not
with
now,
you.
Guys.
All right.
Not
now. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Swaggle wasn't feeling it at the end there.
That's a strong line there from Ryan Clark. The bottom half's falling out.
Yeah.
Why not the top as well? I'll tell you what Houston did social media wise after that game. I mean, they were ready, dude. They had that sheet of metal, and they put it into an L as it was falling from the sky. Like, they were on fire.
They've acted like this has been their Super Bowl, beating the Cowboys.
Good for them.
Yeah, screw them.
Marcus Spears has some critical words for the Cowboys as well, though.
Yep, he did.
This morning.
He did, and Jerry was okay with it.
Yeah.
Jerry was okay.
I like Marcus Spears. I think he would be a really interesting head coach candidate if he ever wanted to get into that. Just the way that he speaks. And, you know, people kind of gravitate to him. I think, you know, he's got the makings of a great former player turned coach as well. But he's such a star broadcaster now.
Right.
Bro, you know it's bad. We're looking at people like, could you be coach?
Yeah.
Are you my daddy? Hey, look at that guy. He's pretty buttoned up. Could he be our coach?
Yeah.
People like him. All right, this is not one right here, but I'm going to play it. Woolchuck sent me this.
Winner.
It's from the CMA's Country Music Awards. Peyton Manning. He took a jab at Jerry.
Cowboys cry, too.
But enough about Jerry Jones.
She said cry.
Cowboys cry, too.
Cry.
Cowboys cry.
Cry.
That's our Thanksgiving party right there at halftime.
You get him on that stage and the accent goes from like a 3 out of 10 to a 13 out of 10.
Peyton's?
I think just any country person. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whoever that girl they were interviewing at the Cowboys game a few games back, she was, I don't know if she always talks like that, but boy, it was super saucy.
That was. That's what made me think of it, actually.
I can't wait to perform for you guys here. I can't wait.
My coach at LSU, Brian Kelly, the same way when they interviewed him. Yeah. All of a sudden, he came up with a really neat Southern accent when they started.
Got to read the room.
Yeah. Wait, Woolchuck, is that the girl right there?
That's her.
Oh, okay.
Yep, Lanny Wilson.
Okay, all right.
Cowboys cry.
Cry.
Oh, same one?
Same one.
Right on.
All right.
That's hilarious.
Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. Boy, you have been in your bag as of late, sir. You have been in your bag as of late. Speaking of being in a bag, how about a big back bag? Big back right here. This is a big back sermon from a big back church. A little soul food, if you will. Jackson Revival Center Church, wherever that is.
Y'all know what it's like. We're getting ready to go home. It's time to eat. What do you do when you're getting ready to fry?
Fry.
Get that skillet. What do you pour?
Oil.
You gonna fry some chicken, you gonna need some. Oil. You gonna fry some fish, you gonna need some. Oil. You gonna fry some vegetables, you gonna need some. Oil. You gonna fry some bacon, you need some.
It's already in there.
No. You don't need no oil when you fry bacon, cause what? Bacon has its own oil. I want you to look over at somebody and say, me like bacon, baby. Every time the heat is applied, you just produce your own oil. You just produce your own oil and become what you were meant to be. You produce your own oil and allow others to taste and see that the Lord is good.
Quite an essence, that Lord.
I like the one guy that said oil, and everybody around him went, guy goes, it. Oil. And everybody goes,
Grease.
Be bacon, baby.
Be bacon.
Yeah. Bruce Lee says, be water, my friend. She says, be bacon, my baby.
Yeah.
Be bacon.
And then you make your pancakes with that bacon grease.
Oh,
you know, that's what you do, man, right there. There you go.
That's a cheap that bacon oil.
There you go.
All righty. It's time to vote. Is it Blake Elliott, our two-time G-Bag of the Day champion? Is it ESPN crew taking a shot of the Cowboys' roof? Is it Peyton Manning at the CMAs? Or is it no oil needed with the bacon? Okay, I'm going to go with Blake. Chief, how about you?
Same here.
Lucius?
Yeah, no oil needed.
Woolchuck?
I'll go be like bacon as well.
Brian?
Man, I really did. I was going to vote, I still am. Give me the bacon.
Down he goes. Blake Elliott, now a former G-Bag of the Day champion in comeback fashion. No bacon needed for that oil is your new winner. If you ever do miss the G-Bag of the Day champ, Lucius Alexander replays it for you every evening inside of LA Live, which starts at 5:40, goes all the way to the top every evening. Okay, NFL News of the Day coming up at 3 o'clock. Little C-note next, and five reasons why the Cowboys season it is a disaster here on The Fan.